Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Tuesday announced $770 million to help create better market opportunities for rural businesses. The investments include $640 million for 122 projects to help people living in socially vulnerable communities. Vilsack says the investments demonstrate how the USDA remains committed to helping people in rural America create new and better market opportunities. The USDA is making a total of 154 investments through three programs specifically designed to create economic opportunities for people and businesses in rural areas. The funding will help rural America and keep resources and wealth right at home through job training, business expansion, and technical assistance. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says warmer and wetter weather is forecast for much of the nation for the end of May and the first week of June.
Taking a look at the National Weather Service 8 to 14 day outlook, which is valid for the last day of May and the first 6 days of June, looks like a pretty similar pattern, a familiar pattern, with much of the country experiencing warmer and wetter than normal conditions. Warm weather or even hot weather will be most focused across the southern and eastern United States, but we will see below normal temperatures in an area stretching from the Pacific Northwest to the northern plains and the far upper Midwest, very consistent to what we've been seeing for many weeks now. In terms of precipitation, the vast majority of the country on the wet side, but we do expect, unfortunately, drier than normal conditions in much of California and the Great Basin.
There are several issues changing the landscape of the 2022 cattle market. Bernt Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says the biggest factors in the cattle market are inventory, drought, and input costs.
The USDA's annual cattle inventory report estimated overall January 1, 2022 inventory down 1.89 million head or 2%. Further, the calf crop for 2021 was estimated at 35.1 million head. This is down 1.2% from 2020. And the cattle farmers and ranchers have really been facing increases in both feed and non-feed input costs. All of these factors combine together to create a complex cattle market outlook, complete with many peaks and valleys for the 2022 marketing year.
Meanwhile, the May cattle on feed report estimated 12 million cattle on feed in the U.S., down 2% from the last year.
Feedlot placements were estimated at 1.81 million head, 1% below last month, and slightly less than this time in 21. The combination between the annual inventory and the cattle on feed report have brought up the question, if inventory and the calf crop for 2021 are down, then why are placements continuing to rise?
This is Inside Agriculture.